Congress has sent President Bush a $20 billion spending bill for the Department of Interior that includes record funding for firefighting. The legislation passed the Senate last night. It passed despite objections to amendments that would expedite timber sales on national forests and delay a court order to account for billions of dollars in royalties owed to American Indians. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold joins us. Elizabeth, Congress still has 9 more appropriations bills to pass this month before adjournment. This one is usually one of the most controversial. Why did it get approved before all the others?
Well, the wildfires in California helped a bit, Michelle. This bill includes almost $3 billion to fund the National Fire Plan and to pay back other accounts that were raided to pay for firefighting over the last few summers. So that moved it along a bit. But you're right, interior appropriations usually sparks a lengthy fight, whether it's over money for the National Endowment for the Arts, national parks, or in this case, legislative riders that set environmental policy.
Just how unusual is this practice, that an appropriation bill sets policy along with those spending priorities?
Well, in recent years, not unusual at all, Michelle. Increasingly, Congress has legislated through spending, and not just by picking winners and losers for funding, but with actual language directing specific actions linked to spending. So in this bill, while you have money earmarked for fighting wildfires and the U.S. Geological Survey, national parks, restoring the Everglades, there are also scores of amendments or riders directing agencies and the courts, in short, setting policy. In past years, some appropriators, committee chairmen have resisted or stripped out these riders, or they've provoked presidential vetoes. In this case, since many were sought by the administration, it looks like they'll stand. For example, the Bush administration inherited a decades-long accounting fiasco that involves royalties, billions of dollars in royalties owed to American Indians for oil, gas, timber, and grazing that occurs on their lands. A recent federal court order gave the Interior Department a deadline for a complete accounting of these so-called Indian trust funds. But a rider in this bill gives the agency a 15-month moratorium for getting their act together, which opponents say is outrageous and not to mention possibly unconstitutional.
So what's the advantage to this, to legislating by appropriation?
Well, it's quick and it's easy. These spending bills are must-pass. They're a train that's leaving the station, so they get loaded up with provisions, and you're more likely to get some controversial amendment through on a spending bill than in a standalone measure with unlimited debate. For example, in this bill, there are environmental waivers that suspend and expedite court decisions with regard to timber harvesting in national forests in Montana and in Alaska. And the merits of speeding up the process of timber sales is very complicated and divisive, and it's been argued long and hard this past summer because of fires. Proponents say litigation has held up badly needed thinning projects and contributed to the current wildfire problem, and they want a speeded-up process, including limited time for court review. Now, opponents say the process works just fine, thank you very much, and it's to safeguard against logging old-growth forests in the name of wildfire prevention. Well, you know, both sides have some valid arguments, and any legislation that would accommodate both sides could take some time and considerable debate. Instead, it was stuck in a rider of a must-pass appropriations bill.
So it was a fast track of sorts.
Exactly.
Well, the administration has also said that funding for national parks is one of its priorities in terms of public land issues. How did the parks fare in this bill?
Well, not only the administration, but the House and Senate said it was a priority. There's a huge maintenance backlog in the national parks. The White House asked for more money. Both the Senate and House bills increased money for parks, but in the end, the conference committee didn't come through and increased the Park Service budget just enough to meet cost of living increases.
Thanks so much, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Elizabeth Arnold.